Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like how do you tell your next door neighbour? I'm getting in the Christmas spirit. Like, how do you tell your next-door neighbour they're having sex too loud? And is it OK to answer your phone when you're having a poo? And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual Christmas agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not. If we were mince pies, I'd be a Waitrose Dutchie Original, whereas you'd be something in the discount section in Aldi.
Oh, bugger off.
And talking of Waitrose Dutchie Original mince pies, look what I've got to my left.
Have you actually?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had a mince pie.
You've never had a mince pie?
From Waitrose?
Oh, right. Okay.
No, I don't think I've...
I'm going to ask this in a completely serious way, and I don't want you to think I'm taking the mic. Do you have Waitrose up north?
Right. We have a Waitrose up north.
Where?
Okay. But I've talked about this before. Okay. I'm going to get my wallet here. I've talked about this before. It was mainly booze that we have.
Oh, yeah. Well, booze is nice, to be fair.
William Hanson, I want you to stop what you're doing because I'm going to show you something in my wallet here. Okay? Gasp.
Extra small.
I'm going to show you something in my wallet here.
It's upside down, but it's a My Waitrose card.
I have a Waitrose card.
Can I look at that? Doesn't say your name on it or have your signature on the back. Have you stolen this?
It is mine, right. Up north, we have booths. I prefer booths because it's like all Lancashire groceries and it's all from local farm stuff. But I used to live, funnily enough, when I was in Preston, I used to live near a Waitrose. And I only got the card because you got a free coffee.
Would you like a mince pie?
I would love a mince pie. You love a mince, don't you?
I love a mince.
You love a mince. Oh.
We'll offer these to producer Ben and everyone else shortly.
Okay. Getting stuck right in. Should we have a G&D?
Oh, yes. Mince pies go very nicely with Dubonnet.
Do they?
Yes,
I've never had a mince pie.
Well, it's all the spices, and, you know, there are spices in mince pies as well.
Right, I'm going to have my first ever Waitrose mince pie. I probably have had one somewhere before that one.
I love a mince pie.
Right, it's weird, this. I didn't have any mince pies last year.
What?
Just weren't keen. At Christmas, I was like, I've gone off them, but this year I've had loads.
I like Christmas pudding, I like Christmas cake, I like mince pies.
But
the presents, the family, that bit I'm not fussed about, but the mince pies and all that.
The food,
yes.
It's the best thing about
this. Not even the turkey. I could leave that.
Well, I don't mind. It's the best thing about this year. And you know what it's getting to now? It's getting to the stage where you're going, well, sack it, it's Christmas. We just eat what you want. Well, it's like, should we go for a drink after work?
Oh, yeah. Come the 24th, I've pulled the ripcord.
When do you put your tree up?
I beg your pardon?
Your Christmas tree. I bet you're one of us properly like, right, if we go out on Christmas Eve, we chop it down with Father, we put ours up on, like, 1st of December.
Oh, no, that's far too early.
Yeah. Well, those are really
maybe
good.
Maybe 17th, 18th. Man walks into a shop and says, "Oh, hi, do you have any artificial Christmas trees?" He says, "Yeah, you're going to put it up yourself." He says, "How dare you? I'm going to put it in the sitting room."
Oh, good. Oh, you're right, you know, mince pie and the bonnet.
It's nice, isn't it? Hang on. To be fair, these mince pies, they don't have suet in them, but if they had, if the mincemeat had suet in, which is basically beef dripping, they would still have sort of meat or meat product in it. But they did literally have to have used minced meat. That was what mincemeat was. Tell you what, if you want to laugh, and this is probably, I'm saying this probably more for my listeners rather than your listeners, Google Fanny Craddock and mincemeat on YouTube. Fanny Craddock doing her mincemeat tutorial is hilarious.
Is that on XTube?
No, it's on YouTube. Don't put Fanny and mincemeat in on XTube.
No.
Please. You'll never eat a mince pie again.
Seriously, do not type in Fanny Craddock on XTube.
Have you...
By the way, this episode's all about Christmas in the office, but we've got loads of things to talk about before, haven't we?
Yeah, namely, you've gone back to your school. You were asked by your school to do a talk.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Did they bring you back as like a, you must work hard at school, otherwise this happens?
No, I had to do... I had to do a talk at my school.
On what?
On to the Year 11's Leavers Assembly. And they told me to tell them about their journey. And I did. It was a bit weird. I can't... If you've ever seen a teacher outside of school, it's weird enough. But when they tell you to call them by their first name, I'm like, "Miss Cranks, like, call me Donna." I'm like, "I really can't." And, yeah, I did a talk. And I thought it went really well. And I'm with all the governors from school. And, probably getting a bit above my station, like, yeah, we go this.
Last time you were with all the governors, you were being suspended.
Can we not talk about that? And we went into the canteen for some buffet, a spread that had been put on, and it had not changed a bit. And I'm like, yeah, just done a talk, feeling it. And then I seen Julie, my old dinner lady. She went, "Aye, love." I went, "Julie." And she gave me a takeout to take away. She made me a plate up.
But, yeah. With what?
There's an ham butty on there, quiche, relevance, usual.
Quiche?
Usual thing.
How middle class?
Yeah, yeah. It was good, actually. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Well, that's nice. And how long did you speak for?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
And we finished Downton Abbey.
Oh, have you?
Yes. It's gone to Micah's head.
Oh, has it?
I'll be honest. I never thought I'd regret introducing him to Downton Abbey. But he now says things like, you know, come the end of the evening, when it's time, you know, to go to bed, he now says, "I'm going up." We live in a flat. And he goes, "I'm going up." And when it's dinner time, he goes, shall we go through? And we're moving from one part of the flat to the other. It's not like we're traipsing across the hall.
Is that what Mikey's been doing?
He actually said the other day, now he understands the relationship between upstairs and downstairs, he said, "That's why I feel a bit awkward when I see the cleaner, because you're not really supposed to see them."
A bricklayer from Wakefield is saying this. Can you believe that? Honestly, a bricky from Wakefield. Is it true you still make his sandwiches every day when he goes out to work and goes out laying bricks?
No.
Is it?
I've stopped that.
Is it true that you'd like him to come home in his uniform?
He doesn't have a uniform.
And he comes home in his high-vis top. You're like, "Oh, Mikey, bricklay me." Is that true? Is it true you like him in his uniform?
No.
I just think it's lovely that you go out with a bricklayer from Wakefield.
There's someone for everyone in life.
We saw him actually this morning when we was having brunch. He was on a late shift.
Could you finish your mouthful? No. Could you swallow and then we'll carry on?
Funnily enough, he said the same thing. Yeah, we saw him this morning. He was on late shift.
Yes, I had you and producer Ben over for an executive team brunch.
Yeah, we seen Mikey then going out with his boots on and trowel. He's a grafter, he's almighty. I never have ever would have put you with a bricklayer from Wakefield.
Anyway, we had Eggs Benedict for brunch, didn't we?
And we had Benedict there.
Because actually, producer Ben, he's not a Benjamin.
He's a Benedict.
He's a Benedict. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's not a Min, he's a Dict all over.
He's a very middle-class name from a very middle-class boy when he's on TalkSport. Well, normally he's like, "Hi guys, so it's the Christmas episode this time. So we kind of need to give our listeners, our G&Divas, some advice on the office Christmas party." Get him on TalkSport. "Oh, what, mate?" His mum hates it when he talks like that. She's like, Benedict, you've had a much better upbringing. I am pissed off, mate, right? We've hardly won at all season. I think we're going down, mate. I thought we were going to be back up in the Premier League. It's a disgrace, mate. Get rid of... Sack them all. All the years I've been watching Stoke City... Don't know why he does that.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde, isn't it?
It is. Mm. He's got two personalities. But yeah, we had Eggs Benedict. Going to be honest with you here.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Right.
The sauce was a bit thin.
I told you that the sauce was thin. I knew that the sauce was thin.
It's not the best. It was nice.
When you made Eggs Benedict, not for us, I hasten to add.
Yeah.
You did it from a packet.
Yeah.
Mine was from scratch.
I made it with my brother.
Made it for my brother.
I made it for my brother, and
yeah.
And we got the hollandaise sauce from a packet my mum kicked off, did I tell you?
No.
So when I was back at home, and I made it for like a late breakfast, and she come home, she went, you've not had that hollandaise sauce from Marks's, have you? Because it was from Marks and Spencer's and expensive. It was dear, she said, I've got to get it. She said it was for Christmas. Normally, you love a thick, creamy sauce, don't you?
Shall we move on?
Remember, if you want our help with something on the podcast, then you can send us a message on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram at SextonMyBoss. Producer Ben's been posting loads of stuff on Facebook and all the socials at the moment, so check it out. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextonmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website. The website is SextonMyBoss.com. This episode is all about Christmas in the office. The office Christmas party.
Now, I have never worked as part of an office.
Because you've never worked a day in your life, son.
No, how rude. This is work, as I've said before. I have always been freelance. I have gone to sort of semi-Christmas parties, although the company I work for generally have their Christmas parties in August.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really... Well, it's cheaper that way. So it's not... And also, we're all quite busy in December.
Right. So you have...
So I've never done anything with a photocopier. I don't have a photocopier for a start, but I've never done anything. It's all been...
So you've never really been to a work's Christmas do?
No.
Right.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, William. Have I?
Would I fit in?
No. There's always one, right? Usually Karen from accounts. She's got four kids, so she doesn't get out much. And she's planned this party to a T since August and has every intention of getting shit-faced. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice for the Karens out there? Because there's people that are listening now that are going to the Christmas do, because usually it's free as well. It's like the company that, you know, like, I'm making most of this. What's your advice for the Karens out there that plan on getting shit-faced?
I think that's unprofessional.
Okay.
You need to use the Christmas party to your career advantage, not to your career disadvantage. And workplace relationships that exist outside of Christmas... still apply. Just because there's endless supply of Prosecco, inflatable balloons, and four rounds of Despacito on the hi-fi doesn't mean to say that workplace relationships don't count.
Right, so they still do count, and there's still a hierarchy at a Christmas party.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Your boss is still your boss.
Even though you've had a drink.
Correct.
Good advice, to be fair. And that is good. I've had some rum Christmas do's. Oh.
You've had rum at Christmas do's?
No, rum.
All right.
Is that a northern thing? I think
what?
It is. They say rum, it's like, oh, it's a bad do. I've had some rough Christmas do's. Once I woke up in a travel lodge in Blackburn, and I still to this day don't know how I got there. Apparently I checked in and I have no idea. I woke up on the floor in a travel lodge.
That's my idea of hell.
Yeah. Our mutual friend, shall not be named, nearly ruined his career at a recent Christmas do. Oh, I've never seen... Mm. Basically, right, you had this
Was
Christmas...
he living with me at the time?
I think he was, actually. Mm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Or she. We had this...
It could have been a girl.
We had this blow-up bar, right, and it plugged in and everything, and we had a hog roast and loads of free beer. But the blow-up bar, every time it was like a bouncy castle bar. Every time they plugged it in, it tripped all the electricity. So we just went inside to our workplace, took all the alcohol in. Our MD was like, this is ridiculous, we're not paying you money. Took all the alcohol in. Everyone started pouring their own alcohol. Oh my God, we were shit-faced. Absolutely shit-faced. Yeah. Mm. There's one, I remember, this is true, a girl that I used to work with. She was quiet as a mouse. Quiet as a mouse. And this is something you'll see at Christmas do, right? We stayed in a hotel, William. She got naked, went in a lift and pissed in it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You see, I had to sack her on the spot.
She kept her job because somebody... Honest to God.
She kept her job?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm not... Honestly. Like, the things... These these Christmas parties are lethal.
Well, this is what's wrong with Britain, broken Britain.
I've got my first Christmas party at my job. I've never been to one before.
Your other job?
Yeah, my other job, and I'm a bit nervous. I've not been to their one before.
Have you not?
No.
Not even last year?
No, I didn't go. I couldn't get down. I weren't living down here at the time, and it was like a random Wednesday night.
Right.
So, yeah. What would you say to me? You know me well. What's your advice?
Stay off the alcohol.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think that's really good advice.
Turn up at least 2 hours before the start time, and then you'll be there on time. And stay off the alcohol.
I think that's really good advice. I'm going to be blunt here. Not that I ever would, but this happens to people that go to Christmas parties. What is your advice if you end up shagging someone from work?
Be prepared for the consequences. Of course it's going to be awkward if you decide it's going to be awkward, but you might decide, meh, whatever.
If you have sex with your boss, they can't sack you. It's more on... Can they?
I'm not sure about the legalities of that.
Right, OK. Just don't do it.
Are we having a Christmas party for this, by the way?
God, no. No. You can imagine if we ended up sleeping together. How awkward would that be?
I would be very sick in my mouth.
I mean, I know you and Ben are, but... Yeah. Yeah. If we did,
you would be doing very well. You would be, as to use your vernacular, punching.
We're not having this conversation. I have never slept with someone from work. However, at a Christmas party once... True story. This is a few years back.
I don't know if I want to know.
I once got off with Helen. Right. I remember it. She gave me a jelly shot. Right. And I think she took...
A jelly shot? Is that like the little sweets?
We never had a jelly shot. It's just vodka jelly.
Oh, I thought you meant the little
it's
sugar
really cookies,
like
sexual.
A jelly tot.
You have a shot. It's in a shot glass. You have to get your tongue in to lick it all out. Like that. Right. I had a jelly shot and I had a bit left on my chin. I remember it. And she got it off my chin. And she put her whole finger in my mouth. So I licked it off the finger. And then we started necking on with each other. And people still talk about that now.
I think you're a pervert.
What?
Hmm.
I were a young lad then. I was about 22, 23. It was years ago. Right, one more question. I think this is a good one. Because a lot of people just hate Christmas do's now. Because there have been so many. They know what they like. People get messy. What about people that don't want to go, people that aren't drinking? You do have to go, don't you, William?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to go, you don't want to go.
Show your face, but how long should you show your face for?
It would probably be better to go and show your face for 45 minutes, 60 minutes tops, do a cameo appearance, and then...
Is that it? An hour?
Yeah.
I'd say 2 hours, me.
No, an hour
is fine. Say it starts at 7:30... I'd at least stay for the meal. If they're having a meal, stay for the meal.
Yeah, it's going to depend on what is happening and what the agenda is. If it is just drinks, go for 45 minutes to an hour, cameo appearance, say hello to all the crucial people, off you go.
Yeah. I know someone from work who gets pictures of everyone, selfies, and puts it up on his social media like he was there all night because he hates them. Mm-hmm. People do. I reckon they're 50-50. Some people love a Christmas do, others are like...
The trouble is, unless it's been organised completely by the entire office, it's very rarely what the entire office wants to do. It's one or two people's vision of what a Christmas party is, and generally they're tedious.
What if you don't want to go, though? You should go, shouldn't you?
You should go.
Right, that's enough of us chatting on about Christmas parties and workplace Christmases. Now it's time for your questions. But first, we will go to this little break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, we're not talking about the elephant in the room. Over the weekend...
I wanted to avoid it.
We did the live show.
We did the live show. If you're listening to this, we did the live show over the weekend.
I'm not going to lie to you, because I think we owe this to our GN Divas. By the time this episode goes out, we will have done the live show.
Yeah.
Time of recording, we haven't. So I think maybe we give two versions.
Yeah, okay.
The best weekend we have ever had.
Like, oh, my God. We were not... Oh, gee.
Oh.
Gee, we were not expecting that, were we?
No.
Gee.
The amount of flowers, roses thrown at us.
Thousands of people that I can't believe.
Thank you.
Honestly, I felt like Michael McIntyre on that stage.
We were humbled.
We were humbled.
We were humbled.
Oh, honestly, thank you for coming down. Thank you.
Version two.
Okay.
Let's not talk about the live show.
No, yeah, it was a bit of a... Why did I get so drunk before?
And I didn't know you could do that with the cactus.
Oh, no. No.
For those that didn't make it to the failure of a live show, you can hear what happened next week on the podcast.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about Christmas in the office. William, who's our first question from, please?
This question is from Jack. Taxes, death, and someone putting their googly bits on the photocopier at the Christmas party.
Googly bits.
The three certainties of life. So, what is okay to slap on the copier, and what isn't?
Stop. Stop reading.
I read them as I see them.
That's gone right. Stop. I need to stop drinking gin as you read the questions. Right. That's gone right in me bastard eye, that. Right.
I tell you what is appropriate on the copier. Invoices, identity documents, internal memos, private parts. No.
If you're going to photocopy a picture of your ass on the photocopier, wipe afterwards. I don't mean your ass, I mean the photocopier. That's my advice. I'm not going to lie, I've done it before. It's weird seeing your ass being that way up.
I don't think... Look... I've never seen anyone's arse being photocopied, but I wouldn't imagine it's a pretty sight.
Honestly.
Even if you have an attractive bottom.
I know where the term chocolate starfish comes from now.
What? Sometimes I don't know how your mind works.
Next question. Seriously, if you are going to do that, I'm not going to say no because I've done it before. Make sure you wipe down. Take some wet wipes for you. And probably wiped your arse before as well.
This question is from Jordan. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Look, I don't like Christmas. Bar humbug. I'm a Scrooge. Cuff me. Oh, it is from Jordan. Everyone likes decorating the desks, getting the Christmas songs on the speakers and the mince pies in their mouths. But I hate it. So how do I push my anti-Christmas agenda?
Fair enough to Jordan. He's admitted it that he's not a big fan of Christmas, but you don't agree with, like, decorations and stuff, do you?
No. I do agree with decorations at the appropriate time. If you are putting them up in the first or the second week of December, you need to take a long, hard look at yourself.
I disagree.
It's inappropriate.
Where I'm from, you put them up round about end of November, 1st of December.
I've said it before. There is a correlation between the earlier you put your decorations up and the more common you are.
What did you think of tinsel?
Common.
Really?
Yes.
Tinsel.
Used to be quite smart, now not so smart.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of people like Jordan says, who he works with, that decorate the desk, put a bit of tinsel around the phone, around the computer?
Common.
Really?
Yeah.
Little bit of decoration?
No. Nearer the time, if we're talking like the 19th, the 20th of December, okay, fine. Rather it wouldn't be tinsel. If it's, you know, if they're hanging a bauble of something,
mm-hmm.
Fine.
If you want to decorate your desk, right, Do it. But do speak to your colleagues before, like Jordan, because it might annoy him. But yeah, do it. That's what I say. Don't be so miserable. It's Christmas. Next question.
This is from Simone. It's Secret Santa time.
Yay!
I've got to get a gift for Tina in HR. I think she means personnel, but HR. She's the quiet one, but the rumour is she likes to have a good time in the bedroom. She laughs along, it's all fun and games. So, I was thinking of getting Tina a dildo. What are your thoughts on the jokey presents for Secret Santa? And do you think my boss will mind that I'm satisfying Tina's sexual feelings? Can you remember?
The questions have been great.
We were at our friend Hatter's house years ago.
Yeah.
And she did a Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Can you remember what you ended up giving me?
I forgot about this. Oh, shit. Yes, we hardly knew each other then.
Yeah, we didn't really know each other
We'd
that
well. We'd literally known each other. Oh, just me to get you. I got you condoms and lube, didn't I?
Strawberry flavoured.
Yes. Yes. I forgot about that. What do you think of Secret Santas?
I'm not a fan.
No? What do you think of getting someone a dildo and a Secret Santa?
I'm not a fan.
No?
No.
I've seen someone being given a dildo before.
I don't think a dildo is office appropriate.
No, I once got someone for a Secret Santa, a very, let's say, adult calendar of me.
What?
Yeah, we did a photo shoot.
Can we get this a copy of this
yes,
calendar?
Yes, we need to. So it's like...
No, I don't think we need
honestly,
to.
Honestly, being sexy, I was like in a thong, I was on
Not
a chair, I was looking seductive. And I once got that for a colleague.
Not sure you could in this climate now.
No,
times have changed.
No. It was all fun. It was all good fun. It was all good fun, yeah.
Your Honour.
Usually, though, Secret Santa, don't spend more... I think they say don't spend more than a five or a tenner.
£5 or £10, yes, I think that's fine.
Do you know what I got for Secret Santa once?
No.
I once got a Now CD book, and I love it. So it's all the Now CDs.
Right.
Well, it's not all of them, because it's about 2-3 years old, but yeah. No, I like Secret Santa. Can we just say, by the way...
Yeah.
It's Father Christmas.
Our final episode of the series is a Christmas special. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll be talking about the difference between Santa and Father Claus. Which actually means... Oh, that's a bit depressing. We've actually only got 2 episodes left.
Oh, of the series?
Of the series. Mm. And do you know what happens at the end of series 2?
No.
We regenerate into Olivia Colman and Helena Bonham Carter.
Really?
Mm.
What have you learned from this episode?
What I've learned from this episode is I'm incredibly grateful that I don't work in an office... And I'm going to Dettol wipe the photocopier when I get home.
Okay, do that, because I have had my bollocks all over it. No, seriously. Seriously now, if you're listening, I can't stress this enough. You need to be careful at your work's Christmas do, because they can be lethal. Enjoy yourself. Don't... You're speaking to someone here that's a liability that always gets a bit drunk. Don't get too drunk. Don't sleep with someone from work. Be on your best behaviour, and next week, remember to listen out for the live episode of Help, I Sexted My Boss.
Yes, very exciting.
It was amazing. Wait, it wasn't exactly how we wanted it to go, but...
Delete as applicable.
Delete as applicable.
And don't forget, if you like this, Help, I Sexted My Boss, you can share the G&D for love with all of your quality friends and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.